T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Mayor, for the past couple of years, we've been highlighting the car-sharing Main Street project that's been in its restoration phase. Where is it at right now? I've seen a lot of work over at the Canal Side area. How's it coming along?
Coming along well. It's working at Lower Main Street right now. It's an over $21 million investment to open up Lower Main Street to vehicular traffic. Critically important with the 1,500 M&T technology jobs coming to Seneca One Tower. It will make transportation access easier for those new employees and all of the businesses and visitors in that area of the city. And we will continue to work aggressively to open up all of Main Street where the light rail is to vehicular traffic. We've seen tremendous private sector investment as a result of the public sector investment that we've made in opening up Main Street to vehicles.
Is this the final phase of this project?
It is not the final phase. There are more phases to go. We have the middle sections of Main Street that are still remain to be open. At this point, we've gotten two major federal grants to support the work. We've been able to attract state money, and the city has put in money. All totaled, we will probably spend over $120 million opening up Main Street to vehicular traffic. And from the public money that is being spent, we're seeing roughly a 3-to-1 return.
The other big project that people have been talking about and looking at is the Skyway. Obviously, there's not going to be anything done on it for a significant amount of time. But over the long term, which project do you think is going to have the most benefit for Buffalo? A newly redesigned Skyway, or tearing it down completely, or this Lower Main Street project?
Well, Lower Main Street is critically important. Tens of thousands of people work in downtown Buffalo now. There are 1,500 technology jobs. There's retail. There's housing coming to Lower Main Street. That's going to have a profound economic impact on the city of Buffalo. As mayor, I want there to be eyes on development all over the city. I want to continue to push the importance of development all over the city. So while there are projects that are critically important and projects that are in earlier stages, I think it is important to have a focus on the renaissance, the progress, the transformation that's taking place in Buffalo. And we're working hard to bring as many resources as we can into this city to improve the quality of life for people that live in the city of Buffalo and live in the Erie County, Western New York region.
So is the Skyway really a priority to you right now?
I would say that the fact that people are looking at the Skyway, the international competition that was just held for the Skyway, where we had people from all across the world reimagining what that area of the city could be like, that's a very important thing.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.